Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you very much. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of our good. Well, let's just set the scene for you because it's been a quadruple doubleheader. Not quite. We've had six games here at the Heater Newman Gym this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, the Black Tornado is in town, and we just finished the girls' varsity game against the Lady Cavers here, and the Lady Cavers victorious. 50-41, the final score there. Lady Cavers, I think that puts them at 4-1 in conference, 2-3 for the Black Tornado. The Lady Cavers ranked 8th in the state coming into this game. The Black Tornado ladies were ranked 34th. The Lady Cavers took off early and had a 9-point lead through most of the first period, but then the Black Tornado ladies put on a whale of a defense, unleashed a fast break, and really narrowed the score. In fact, with about 5 minutes to go, it was still within 3 or 4 points and going back and forth. But the Lady Cavers in the last two minutes really spread it out and once again win by 9, 50-41. So congratulations to the Lady Cavers. I've seen the Lady Cavers play many times. They're a smooth, silky team, and they seem just a little bit out of sync tonight for two or three quarters. So but they defended the home four and picked up another win tonight. Now, our focus on the Grants Pass Cavemen coming into this basketball game, looking for a little life in the Southwest Conference, trying to stay alive with a 1-3 record, 5-11 overall against North Bedford, who is currently second in conference with a 3-1 record and a 10-6 record overall. Let's just break the news here early. Peyton Bruner is back with the team. Now, he has been off of the team I believe he broke his hand in the last game of that San Diego trip, that postseason tournament the Cavemen were in. So this would be the first game he's played in 2025. We'll talk with assistant coach Nate Olson about that in a moment or two. But in the meantime, pretty good crowd here. Once again, it's usually a pretty good crowd when they get a doubleheader like this, two varsity games back-to-back. Two JV games right next door, or that was back and forth here because the JV game was going on the main gym when we arrived here earlier this afternoon, hours ago. So lots of basketball for the home fans to enjoy, and hope you had a chance to come out, and a pretty good student body representation tonight also for a Tuesday night. So that's where we stand right now. Both teams on the floor taking their warm-up tosses and trying to get ready for the contest, getting underway in just a little over 17 minutes right here on KAJO Grants Pass. So that's the scene. So stay tuned for a word from assistant coach Nate Olson tonight after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Time now for a word from our substitute coach tonight, Nate Olson, filling in for Joel Jesse. Coach, first of all, we were kind of anticipating that Peyton Bruner might be returning to the team. What's his status right now?
I think he's going to give it a go tonight, so he'll be a good addition for us. You know, obviously being one of our a premier player, so it'd be a big boost for the team tonight.
All right, so he will be back. What kind of shape is he in? I know he's been off with that broken hand. What about shape and number of minutes you expect?
I think we'll find out. I think we'll probably play him a few minutes early and just kind of check in with him, see how he's doing. He's been doing a lot of running lately, so I mean, I'm hoping his conditioning's up, but we have no minute restriction or no set goal. Just trying to see how he does early on, and we'll go from there.
So he's set to go 100%.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's good news. Coming off a tough win, well, Roseburg is always tough to play in, no doubt about that. How did your team respond to that?
I think they've been good. I think they've been, you know, decent spirits. I think having the bye week helps. Just kind of let them reset, kind of have a couple, just a lot of shooting practices, just kind of get our mind right. And then I think, you know, the past couple of them, we've amped it up. They've been pretty good. So.
All right, no doubt about that. With all of that being said, the rest of the team's health right now, because I know the flu's going around, all kinds of germs going around. Are we healthy?
We're in decent shape. We're in decent shape tonight, so.
Okay, well, that's good news. In terms of what you expect from your team tonight, is there a specific game plan?
No, I think just, you know, same game plan usually, you know, try to really play inside out, you know, get our bigs the ball and let them see what they can do to facilitate our guards and just amp it up on defense, apply a lot of pressure and really just rebound the basketball and see if we can get out and run a little bit.
All right. Scoring has been a problem recently with usually only two people really handling most of the scoring. Occasionally Hart will step up and hit a bunch of threes in a row. But Bruner should help that tonight. What do you see for your offense?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what Peyton brings us. You know, obviously if he's 80% of what he was, we'll be in good shape, get him some touches, and we can go, you know, be another primary scorer for us. And then, you know, Jordan's been playing really well. Hopefully Tim and Grady knock down some shots, and Kingston kind of gets back to being aggressive. I think Zach's been doing a phenomenal job really taking advantage when he has a chance to score. He's been doing a good job at the same time facilitating for us.
All right. Coach, stay right here. We've got to pay a bill here, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services, and we'll be right back with more folks right after this 30-second timeout.
Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Thank you to Tyler Lake from Juggernaut Marketing and Tom Randall State Farm for helping wipe out hunger. They're each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly to local food banks this week. You can help too. Just bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either of the Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will install a pair of wiper blades on your vehicle valued up to $35. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
All right, Coach, the Black Tornado, longtime rival of the Grants Pass Cavemen. You've got them on your gym tonight. What do you expect from the Tornado?
Yeah, I think they're just going to play. They're high pressure. You know, they're not super tall, not super big, so they got a lot of guards, really athletic. So I think they'll try to get out, you know, get out in transition, probably take a lot of threes, try to get downhill. So we really got to do a good job of containing them in the half court and getting back in transition, and then really just not giving up a lot of rebounds on those long shots.
All right, containment in the half court then. You don't want them fast breaking?
No, definitely not. Try to slow them down and just really try to make them play in the half.
What kind of defense do you expect to throw at them?
I know, same thing we've been doing, you know, play our man-to-man and, you know, throw a zone here and there maybe. Just try to kind of keep them guessing. You know, again, we'll just kind of let that first quarter play out and we'll go from there.
All right. Coach, it's still early in the season. I say early in the season. We're approaching the halfway point here, not quite halfway yet. And as I look at the score sheets and as I look at the standings, I can't really see the power in the conference yet. Are we about to see that so far?
You know, I agree with you. Every night is going to be a battle. I think every game, all teams are very comparable. So I think they're all winnable games. You know, I think getting Peyton back for us will really help say, hey, here's where we really are now. I mean, early on, the guy's been fighting and battling without him. And so I think that'll give him a big boost tonight. And I think this week, we'll really figure out what we look like at full strength.
All right. Well, Coach, best of luck to you tonight and your Chargers. And to all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Cape Mountain timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here as we continue through this pregame situation here with the Black Tornado and the Grants Pass Cavemen squaring off at Heater Newman Gym. Both teams are on the floor right now. Of course, the Cavemen on their home whites and the Black Tornado in red and primarily red uniforms with black trim. Well, it's time now for starting lineups courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list. Head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, decking, Riddell Road meets the Redwood Highway. That's Farmers Building Supply. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, we expect Bruner to start, but we're not sure. In two games against the Cavemen last year, Bruner scored a total of 23 points. One three-pointer, we know he can hit the three. Comes in at 6'3", and so far is hitting about 88% of his free throws. Also, Jordan Rosetta had 26 points in two games against the Tornado last year, and he comes in averaging right now about 16 points per game, 71% free throw shooter. Zach DeShane last year played significantly, did not score against the Tornado, though. He's a 91% free throw shooter, and then it will be Tim Hart and probably James Traylor. We'll see as the starting lineups are announced. We've had nothing confirmed yet. But we'll talk about the Black Tornado when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen. Just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Now let's take a look at the North Medford starting lineup. We did have a chance to talk with head coach Blankenhorn for just a moment or two. Gave us an idea, said it could change. He's got some sickness that he wants to check out. But about an hour and a half before game time, he was expecting number five, Traeger Healy, to start tonight. He's a 6'2 junior. In the two games against Grants Pass last year, he had 16 points, and he hit the three twice. Also, Tate Snyder, wearing number four. He is a 6-foot senior. He had 2 points against Grants Pass in two games last year. And then Easton Curtis wears number three. He was 2-for-2 from the free throw line, had 4 points against Grants Pass last year. Also, another senior getting the start at 6'2" will be Keenan Stewart, and a 6'3" senior, Nate Anderson. Stewart wears number 10. Anderson wears number 11. Those are the starting lineups tonight, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game after this 60-second Cape Mountain timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and, of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Time down for the keys to tonight's game, brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. And once again, after talking with assistant coach Nate Olson, he agrees that we haven't really seen the power yet in the Southwest Conference. Let me give you just a little snapshot of what the conference standings right now. Sheldon is on top, undefeated at 4-0. We've seen Sheldon play. We've lost to Sheldon, but that Sheldon team looks beatable. North Medford is 3-1, and we've got some comparison scores. For instance, against South Eugene, Grants Pass won here at home 57-45. North Medford lost to South Eugene 52-45. Grants Pass lost to South Medford at South Medford 61-47. North Medford won at South Medford by a score of 62-60. Against Roseburg, Grants Pass lost by 2, 48-46 at Roseburg. Also at Roseburg, North Medford won 66-51. So on any given night, anybody can upset anybody. So that's one of the situations here. So we mentioned Sheldon and North Medford 1-2 so far in the Southwest Conference. South Medford a game behind North at 3-2. Then comes South Eugene at 2-2, Grants Pass at 1-3, along with Roseburg 1-3 and Willamette at 1-4. Incidentally, Willamette will be right here on Friday night. We'll have that game for you. So that kind of gives you an idea of what we're looking at right now. So the keys to tonight's game, one of the questions is, what will Peyton Bruner bring to the Grants Pass Cavemen? Well, he brings some height. He comes in at 6'3". That's going to add, he's not a slight build. He's not quite the brawn that you would expect out of a Rosetta, but still, he's not going to be moved out of the way. So he's big and strong, and he brings some quickness. How much scoring and how much defense he brings and how many minutes he can really play really remains to be seen. So that's one of the keys to tonight's game is how a good and we know he's an excellent player last year. Started all of last year. Was slated to be a starter all this year for the Grants Pass Cavemen until he broke that hand in San Diego. So he's certainly one of the keys. Bring that up. He's going to be a great compliment to Jordan Rosetta wherever they have them playing, both underneath, I expect. And then out front comes Zach DeShane, and he's a proven scorer, although he would, I think, prefer to distribute the basketball. He's very good at that. Coming in at 5'9", he plays like he's 6'4", or at least that's how he attacks. Tim Hart can hit from long range. We saw him shooting threes during the warm-ups. From the volleyball lines. So keep that in mind. Of course, James Traylor can leap out of the gymnasium. He's cat quick, great defender. Kingston Conley, also certainly a contributor. Grady McKittrick can hit the three a lot. Westenberg will come off the bench. So they came in really at full strength for the first time in a long, long time. So those are some of the keys for the Grants Pass. Cayman really revolves around three people tonight, and that's Bruner, Rosetta, and DeShane. And we'll have more after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between 8 and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
The other keys to tonight's game, of course, are the opponents, the North Medford Black Tornado. Now, they're feeling pretty good about themselves after that big win over South Medford. Incidentally, they beat South Medford twice, too. They beat them in a non-conference game after Christmas break and before the first of the year. So they're certainly a competitive team. And as we mentioned with our talk with assistant coach Nate Olson, we're not sure where the power lies in the Southwest Conference and where it may lie tonight. Hopefully with the home team here to defend their home court. That's the Grants Pass Cavemen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I have brought you the keys to tonight's game. So stay tuned. We'll get the game underway here momentarily. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. We'll be back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life, flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Welcome back, everyone. Team's just beginning to come off the court right now. I'm not sure. I don't believe we'll have the national anthem. We had it in the first period, so that still holds, I believe, for this game. We may, and if we do, I apologize for my presumption here. But as pretty home fans actually get two basketball games at the price of one tonight as they come into Heater Newman Gym. Pretty good crowd for the earlier crowd, and it looks like it stayed for the Grants Pass girls game. Once again, the girls victorious over the Black Tornado, 50-41. Well, there's a buzzer calling both teams to the sidelines right now, and they've just put up the time for the first period, 8 minutes on the clock. And, of course, in the background, you can hear the fight song for the Grants Pass Cavemen coming on board as we've got every cheerleader in the world on the ground also for both the JVs and the varsity cheerleaders. Everybody on the floor tonight getting ready for this one as the Grants Pass Basketball Pap Band bring the music up. We expect the PA announcer, that's the athletic director Clay Roundsville, to take over. And there's his resonant voice here bouncing off the walls of Heater Newman Gym. Seen lots of jerseys here tonight. I saw a Kobe Bryant jersey. I saw a Magic Johnson jersey, and I just saw a Jason Kelce jersey go by. All right, Easton Curtis being introduced for the Black Tornado. Number four, that's Tate Snyder. Number five is Traeger Healy. He is a 6'2" junior. Number 10 is Keenan Stewart. Keenan comes on, 6'2 senior, and a 6'3 senior coming on wearing number 11 is Nate Anderson. So we know the starting principles for the Black Tornado. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Number one will probably be Zach Deshane. There he is. Zach this year averaging let's see, a little over 10 points per game right now, hitting 91% of his free throws. Then number three. Oh, that's Peyton Bruner. I wasn't sure the number here. Peyton Bruner comes on. We don't have a lot of stats. I've got two earlier stats on him where he was hitting about 88% of his free throws and averaging 22 points a game. So that's what we're looking for tonight. And then Jordan Rosetta, we know what Jordan's been doing here, averaging 16.6 points per game. It's 71% of his free throws, lots of rebounds. Number 24, Tim Hart, getting the start tonight. Hart, a 6-foot senior, long range and a torrid defender. Kingston Connolly also getting the start tonight, so we are set, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we'll move to the center of the court. Let's see who's going to handle the center jumping chores. It's going to be Bruner. Bruner just a little shorter than Rosetta, but I think with better leaping ability. And he's squaring off against number 11, Nate Anderson. So we're just about ready to get this one underway. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. All right, the official is bringing the basketball towards the center of the court with that white GP in the circle. We are ready, and the ball high in the air, controlled into the backcourt. Bry Bruner to Rosetta, quickly back to Conley, and Conley crosses the timeline right at center court. As the Cavemen post up two men high, and then they'll break out of that early. Conley, right-hand side to Hart on the wing. Back out front, then quickly to Bruner. Left-hand side to Rosetta, make that to Deshane. Down low to Rosetta, pumps Hart, spins, goes hard to the basket. It's up and good, and Rosetta gets the first two of the basketball game. It's 2-0 early. In the backcourt, full court pressure by the Grants Pass Cavemen in that zone press. In the backcourt, they loop the ball over quickly to number 10. That's Stewart. Stewart gives the ball back out front to Curtis. Drives, kicks the ball in the corner, right-hand side. Drives to the free throw line and backs away from the Grants Pass defense. It's now a man-to-man. Ball out front quickly to the top of the key. Back right-hand side. Man drives the baseline, elevates. Shot stops everything. A player control foul called on number 10, Keenan Stewart. So the first mark against the Black Tornado is against the Black Tornado. And the Cavemen get the basketball back. Inbounds from the inline, far end of the floor. And Connolly is there with DeShane to get the ball in play. They do. It does. And here comes Zach. Back over to Connolly, still in the backcourt. Comes up across the right-hand corner. Out front on the wing then to Hart. Hart out front to Bruner. Bruner, left-hand side quickly to DeShane. DeShane on the wing, left-hand side looking down low. Drives into the paint. Backs away, drops the ball down low to Rosetta again. And I think we got a player control foul called on Rosetta this time. So we're even there. That's the goal. So Rosetta will pick up his first. Each team has one right now. 6:53 on the clock. 2-0 Grants Pass. Early first period here on KAJO Grants Pass. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Tornado. Against full court pressure, gets into the forecourt quickly in the hands of Stewart. Stewart back out front quickly to Curtis. Curtis with the basketball. Across the center court, left-hand side. Give the ball up to Snyder. Snyder along the baseline. Elevate, shot is up and good. So we're tied at 2, 6:31 to play first period. And Conley brings the ball down right front court for the Grants Pass Cavemen. A lead pass up again to Hart on the right-hand side on the wing. Ball out front again to Bruner between the circles. Left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane, wing left. Gets a pick from Rosetta. Flips the ball right-hand side, though, to Conley. Down low again to Bruner. Back out front to Rosetta in the paint. Finds a room. Shoots off. No good. Board cleared. Once again by Nate Anderson. Anderson gets the ball out quickly to Curtis. Curtis brings the ball down out between the circles now. Moves to left-hand side. Launches the three. Short. Hits the front of the iron. Rebound taken down by Hart. Hart puts the ball on the floor himself into the forecourt quickly on the fake that DeShane. DeShane top of the key. Gives the ball back to Bruner. Elevates in the free throw line. Shot is up. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Board cleared by the Black Tornado. Lead pass up quickly to Stewart. Stewart left-hand side on the wing goes down low on the baseline to Anderson. Anderson back to Stewart. Stewart to the free throw line. Back to Anderson left-hand side along the baseline. That's where he attacks. And his run out of bounds. A whistle stops the action. Got a foul call, I believe, on Grants Pass. I think this is going against DeShane. It is. So DeShane will pick up his first of the night. 5:27 to play. We're tied at 2 here. Trailer checks into the basketball game, and Bruner sits down. So a couple of minutes, about 2.5 minutes. First stint for Bruner in a long time. Inbounds play from the end line as the Tornado put a box around the key. Ball comes left-hand side on the corner. Again, shot is up and good by number 11, Nate Anderson, as he attacks along the baseline. Cavemen have the ball back in play quickly in the hands of DeShane across the timeline, top of the key. Left-hand side too hard in the corner. Back out front then to Trailer. Make that Connolly. Then to Trailer. Back right-hand side to DeShane on the wing. Looks for a cutter and finds Rosetta. Spins and fires from 10 feet. This one's off. No good. Long rebound. Pulled out again by Stewart for the Tornado. Gives it out quickly to Snyder. Snyder on the drive. Kicks the ball back out to Stewart. Stewart bounce pass right-hand side. 30-footer on the way, and it's good. So Curtis gets a three-pointer. And it's 7-2. Grants Pass suddenly down by 5. Ball in the hands of DeShane, right-hand side. Little head fake, shakes and bakes, shoots from 15. It's off, no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Bruner. By Rosetta. Tried to go back up with it. Was stripped of the basketball. Here come the Tornado back on the fly. Ball in the left-hand side in the hands of Snyder. Snyder loops the ball down low to Stewart. Stewart tries to get by Trailer. Does. Shot is up. Partially blocked. Foul called. This will probably be on Hart. That's the call. So Hart will pick up his first of the night. The Cavemen have 3 fouls so far here in the 4:20 mark of the first period. Going to the free throw line right now is number 10, Keenan Stewart, yet to score, but with a couple of opportunities at the charity stripe. Deep breath. Shot is up. Ed Good. So Bruner returns. Rosetta gets a little breather. Also in is McKittrick. So we've got DeShane, McKittrick, Trailer, Bruner, and Hart. One more shot coming for Stewart. In the air, and shot hits the back of the iron, battles through, off, no good. Rebound cleared by Traylor. Outlet comes to Deshane, and he walks the ball down. Coming up to the four-minute mark of the first period, Grants Pass down by 6-8-2. Deshane out between the circles right now with a basketball. Moves to left-hand side. Gets the ball down low to Bruner. Bruner attacks along the baseline, then moves it back out. Flips the ball out front, top of the key to Hart for three. Rattles it in. Halfway down the cylinder, then crawled out. Ball finally cleared by the Tornado. Late pass up quickly to Curtis. Curtis left-hand side. Comes right back out front to Snyder. Snyder with the basketball. Gives it right back to Curtis. Curtis between the circles. Now bounce pass left-hand side. Again to Snyder. Snyder to Curtis. Back to Snyder on the drive. Right-hand side. Shovels down low to Stewart. Shot is up and good. And Stewart has three in the basketball game. And the Cavemen down right now 10-2, I believe. Did they wave that off? Scoreboard says 8-2. It is now 10-2. Whistle stopped the action. Lane violation, I think, or a shot clock violation. Deshane brings the ball down anyway for the Grants Pass Caveman against the zone defense right now. Drives left-hand side after getting a double pick at the top of the key. Gives the ball off to Bruner. Shovels right back out to Deshane for three on the way. Rattles it home. It's good. So Deshane finds the range for three. He's got his first three of the night. And it's now 10-5. Long pass up left-hand side to Stewart. Stewart stopped by McKittrick. Gets the ball back out front. Man drive. Shot is kicked back in the corner. Left-hand side on the wing. On the fly for a three. Off no good. Rebound cleared by Bruner this time. Bruner's going to bring it down himself. Crosses the right front court. Little head fake. Little shake and bake to the free throw line. Looks left and right. Goes left this side to Hart. Bounce pass right back to McKittrick in the lane. Left-hand side to Traylor in the corner. Traylor back out on the wing to Hart out front, top of the key to Deshane. Little shaking and baking, getting the paint. Wants to shoot, does. Shot is up, off no good, but a foul called. He'll go to the free throw line. And if you're going to shoot free throws, Deshane's the one that they want at the free throw line. No question about that. Foul called on number four, Snyder. That'll be his first second team foul on the Tornado. And at the fair free throw line is Zach Deshane. Deshane hitting 91.6% of his free throws. First shot is up and good. So he's got 4 points. He's got a 3 and a 1 so far. Substitutions coming in for the Black Tornado. We'll pick them up as quickly as we can, including Liam Ray is on the floor right now wearing number 1. And 0 is Dylan Scott on the floor also. One more shot coming for Deshane. Shot is up and good. So Deshane with 5 points for the Grants Pass Cavemen, 5 of their 7. It's 10-7. Grants Pass down by 3. Tornado have the basketball from the end line, far end of the floor, and the inbound play comes all the way into Scott. Scott will bring the ball across the timeline. Lead pass up quickly to Sawyer. Sawyer, top of the key, bounce pass into the corner, back out front. Left-hand side. Cavemen in the zone defense this time. Gives the ball right back quickly to Scott. Scott down low. Loose basketball picked up. Shot is up again. No good. This board finally cleared by Rosetta. And Rosetta drops the ball right back to Connolly. Conley heads down the floor, crosses right front court. Got Traylor on the floor with him, along with McKittrick, Rosetta, and Bruner. Driving the left-hand side, that's Conley. Gives the ball up to Traylor on the wing. Out front then to Rosetta. Right-hand side to McKittrick. Pumps what's in, goes down low to Bruner. Bruner in the paint. Bullet pass left-hand side to Conley for three. And he nails it. And Conley, been in a little scoring slump, nails that three. And we are tied at 10. Tornado back quickly into the forecourt. All on the right-hand side in the hands of Dylan Scott. Conley comes after him. Then stepping out front to take the basketball is Sawyer. Sawyer back to Scott then in the corner. Back to Scott. Scott on the drive. Free throw line. Bullet pass down low. Taken away by Traylor. Intercepted the pass. Lead pass up quickly to Conley. Conley hard to the glass. Lays it up and in. And Conley has 5 points in the basketball game tonight. And the Cavemen now lead at 12-10. Black Tornado back on the attack. They feed the ball high post quickly to number two. That's Sawyer. Bounce pass down low. Little hook shot is up and good for Liam Ray. His first field goal of the night. We're tied at 12. Conley brings the ball down. Lead pass up to Traylor. Right-hand side in the corner to McKittrick. McKittrick looks inside. Takes a step out to Rosetta. Rosetta free throw line. Drive. Shot is up. Off no good. Think a foul. Which way is that foul going? So Traeger Healy will pick up the infraction. Going to the free throw line is Jordan Rosetta. 71.4% free throw shooter since the first of the year. One more. Now a deep breath. There's that. Shot is up. Rims at out. Berg checks in, and DeShane comes in also. So, along with Traylor, Connolly, at Rosetta. Deep breath by Rosetta. Shot is up. This one's good. One for two for Rosetta. He's got a total of three in the basketball game, and the Cavemen up by one in the final minute of play here in the first period. Bounce pass down low. A little hook shot again is up and good for the man off the bench. That's Liam Ray, and he's got 4 points. The Cavemen should be the scoreboard a little slow tonight. Now the officials are talking. The scoreboard still showing 13-12. I think it should be 14-13 if that last shot counted. And the official comes. So they haven't put that up on the board yet. 47 seconds left here in the period. Got to be Grant's best ball, and it's staying at 13-12. Inbounds play to DeShetta. 43 seconds on the clock. The Cavemen will look for that last shot. Ball left-hand side to Rosetta. Right-hand side quickly to Traylor. Then to DeShane on the wing. Back out front to Connolly. Connolly between the circles. Moves off to the right-hand side. Back up to DeShane on the wing. Grabs top of the key. Looks down low. Wants to drive right-hand side. 28 seconds. Into the paint. Then to Berg. Berg left-hand side. Then to Connolly to the corner. Then to Rosetta. Goes hard to the glass. Gets it up and down. And Rosetta's got his fifth point in the basketball game. 17 seconds left. And it's 15-14. They finally did put that number 14 back up for the Black Tornado. So the Cavemen up by one. Ball right-hand side for the Tornado. And puts the ball on the floor. Traylor comes after him. Good defender, and he's cat quick. Tries to drive by him all the way. Puts a shot up at the buzzer. They say no, the shot was no good at the end of the first period of play. The Cavemen lead by one, 15-14. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. At the end of the first period, once again, the Cavemen lead by one over the Black Tornado. I do need to tell you tonight's first quarter was brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. You can give them a call at 479-244-2424 for chip sealing, gravel, site preparation needs, dust control. Call Moser Paving. Jay Moser will thank you very much, and we thank him very much for his continued support of Caveman Sports here. So the second quarter brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement on the north end of town, right at the top of 7th Street. So, man, if you're looking for anything, gotta go shopping up there this weekend, I think. New carpet in store. 15-14, the score. Grants best by one, and when play is resumed, it's going to be Tornado basketball inbounds from the sideline at the half-court mark to start the second period. Cavemen on the floor, Connolly, Rosetta, DeShane, Traylor, and Berg. All right, inbounds play in the backcourt. Tornado comes in, gives the ball up quickly to Scott. Scott out front. Feeds it high post quickly to Ray. Ray back out to Scott. Left-hand side then on the wing. Ball out front then to Curtis. Curtis working against Berg. Gets the zone defense. Kicks it left-hand side quickly to Scott. Scott penetrates. Kicks the ball right-hand side in the corner. Long three on the way off. No good. Ball tipped away down low. Picked up by Conley. Lead pass up to Shane. DeShane driving all the way, lays one up high off glass, draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line. So DeShane attacks the basket and gets to the free throw line. Foul called on Scott. So Scott will pick up his first, and going to the free throw line for the Grants Pass Cavemen is Zach DeShane. 5 points. He's got a 3-2-1 so far in this basketball game. That's two free throws and a three-point shot. Shot is up and good. 3-for-3 from the charity stripe so far tonight for Zach. Grants Pass lead is now 216-14. 7:29 to play, third period. Cavemen basketball here on KAJO. Deep knee bend. Now shot is up, and it's good. 4-for-4 for DeShane from the free throw line, and he's got 7 points in the basketball game. That's not quite half of Grants Pass's scoring total. 17-14, Grants Pass with a 3-point lead. Black Tornado back on the attack right now. Healy has the basketball out front. Kicks the ball left-hand side in the corner quickly to Scott. Scott puts up a 10-footer on the baseline. No good. High for the rebound. Yeah, that's right. Berg. DeShane brings the ball down for the Grants Pass Caveman. Double high post for the Caveman. The ball goes left-hand side then to Rosetta at the post. Berg is at the other high post at 5'9". They'll flip it over to Berg. It's stepped out to the wing. Back out front to DeShane. DeShane, they're working against the zone defense. Now back to Rosetta on the wing, left-hand side. Back out front to Traylor now. Right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane, a little head fake. Gets into the paint. Looks down low. Puts up a 10-footer off glass. Won't go. Rebound taken down by the Tornado. They hit the floor on the run. DeShane slows him down, though. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Ray. Up quickly to Snyder. Snyder with the basketball, left front court. Tries to get by DeShane. Loses his footing. And the basketball picked up by Connolly. Lead pass up to Berg on the break. Berg lays it up and in, and Berg gets his first 2 points of the basketball game. And we've got an official timeout with a Black Tornado player in the backcourt on the floor being helped up by a teammate and going to be helped off holding his left ankle. That is number two coming off, Dylan Sawyer. 6:20 on the clock. The Caveman up by five right now, 19-14. Inbounds play will be from the Tornado far end of the floor. They're going right to left across your radio dial. They're coming down from, if we're on the football field, they'll be coming down from the Commons. Ball comes into play quickly in the hands of Snyder. Snyder slides down, crosses the timeline right at center court. Bounce pass to the left-hand side. Deflected by Traylor. There's a scramble for the basketball, and the official says somebody was out of bounds, and it's still going to be Tornado basketball. Check that. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. Traylor has DeShane in the backcourt. DeShane gets the basketball, heads down the floor, crosses the timeline right front court, left-hand side quickly to Bruner, is back into the contest. Out front then to Traylor. Traylor left-hand side to DeShane. And DeShane puts the ball on his hip, 5:59, trying to loosen up that zone, I suspect, a little bit. Looking for some guidance from his coach and calls play. The official's counting. Now DeShane begins to move left-hand side on the wing. Comes out top of the key, still moving with the basketball. Lobs it in high to Bruner. Bruner penetrates, tries to come down the paint. Drops the ball down low to Berg. Off, no good. Rebound being fought for, and a whistle call. And this one's going against Berg. Berg will pick up the infraction. That's his first team foul, fourth team foul overall on the night. Rosetta's going to check back in, and Berg's going to come back out. So now we have both Berg, we have both Rosetta and Bruner on the floor. So Grants Pass is gone. Those are our bigs, folks. 6'3", 6'3", and 6'5". Inbounds play at the backcourt for the Tornado. Goes in the hands of Scott. Scott, right front court. Trying to attack that Grants Pass zone. Ball goes right-hand side on the wing. Back out to Scott at the center of the court. Back out to Scott playing with the wing on the right-hand side. Traylor got a hand on it. Berg chased it out of bounds, but the Tornado retrieved it. Shot is up and off, missed everything, but fell into the hands of Tim Hart. Hart says, thank you very much. Hands the ball back to Zach DeShane. Zach walks the ball down patiently. 5:03 on the clock, and it's running. 19-14. Grants Pass leads by five, the North Medford Black Tornado. Between the circles now, ball right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner head fakes, drives the baseline. Little backhanded layup is up, off, no good. Board cleared by number 11, Anderson. Anderson gets the ball out quickly to Snyder. Left-hand side to Scott. Scott on the baseline, kicks it back out front, top of the key to Anderson. Ball goes right-hand side. Tipped away out of bounds. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Traylor will make the inbounds play in the backcourt. Talking with assistant coach Nate Olson. Checks the defense. It's coming out. And Traylor gets the ball into DeShane. DeShane walks it down. He's the defense picking him up at midcourt. Ball comes back right-hand side to Hart on the wing. Out front to Traylor. Left-hand side to Bruner. Wing left. Then down low. Tried to get the ball into Rosetta, who was being fronted. Stole the basketball away. Tornado back on the attack. Coming down right. They'll slow it down now and set their offense up. Ball out front in the hands of the Tornadoes. Number four, that's Snyder with the basketball. They feed it high post to Scott, back right-hand side in the wing. Then to Scott in the paint, has room, lays one up. That is good. Pardon me, that was Anderson. DeShane brings the ball down for the Cavemen right now, leading by three, 19-16. Brunner at the free throw line spins, wants to come down the paint, lays one up, working hard, no good. Rebound by Rosetta, goes to the floor. There's a battle for it. Took a long time to get that whistle, but a jump ball is called on the alternate possession rule. I think it's going to be Grants Pass basketball as Conley checks in. Traylor and DeShane sit down. McKittrick comes in also. Grants Pass by three, 19-16. And McKittrick will make the inbounds play from the end line. We've got Rosetta, Brunner, Traylor, Connolly, and Hart on the floor along with McKittrick. Coach Blankenhorn from the Tornado talking with the official. That seems to be the holdup right now, and we are ready as McKittrick gets the basketball quickly to Hart. Quickly out front then to Connolly. Left-hand side to McKittrick for three. Just off. No good. Rebound chased down in the corner by Connolly. Back out front to Rosetta. Rosetta right at the top of the key. Moves off to the right-hand side. Looks down low. Trying to get the ball to Brunner. Little alley-oop and little misdirection. Little miscommunication. Nobody was there when he looking for it. It looked like the alley-oop. And I think Brunner went the wrong way. 19-16 the score. Grants passed by three. 3:31 to play here in the first half. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to Snyder. Snyder gives the ball back over to Scott. Stolen away by Conley. Conley, top of the key, stops, hands the ball right back to Rosetta. To Conley, left-hand side. He's fast. He starts the drive. Triple team left-hand side down low. At a foul called, he'll go to the free throw line. Well, no, I doubt that he'll go to the free throw line. Foul called on number one. That's Ray. His first. Inbounds play for the Cavemen as they put a box around the key, breaking out of that box. Conley, left-hand side on the wing. Back out front then to Hart for three. Hits the back of the iron, off. No good. High for the rebound is Brunner. Shovels right back to McKittrick. McKittrick to Rosetta in the corner. Back out to Brunner at the free throw line. Kicks the ball back up between the circles for Connolly. Connolly right hand side to Rosetta for three. It's off, no good. Cavemen chase it down in the corner. Out of bounds, and it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Grants Pass still up by three. We're stuck at 19-16. 2:57 to play. And DeShane checks back in, and Connolly going to sit down. I think primarily for this inbounds play. Cavemen this time stack a picket line across the back line. Ball comes into Brunner at the top of the key then. Feeds it back to the high post. That's Rosetta. Spins down. Puts one up. Easy off. No good. Gets the rebound back. Goes up with it again. This one's off. No good. He's being double teamed down low underneath. No whistles. Ball out front now in the hands of the Tornado on the drive. Shot is up and good by number four, Tate Snyder. He's got 4 points in the basketball game. And it's a one-point game, 19-18. Grants Pass with a one-point lead. DeShane into the forecourt now, 2:28 to play, second period. Left-hand side to McKittrick. Out front quickly to Brunner. Brunner right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane wing right. Gives the ball high post into Rosetta. Rosetta spins into the paint, goes up, hard off glass. This one's good for Rosetta. And Rosetta has seven in the basketball game. It's a three-point game again, 21-18. Ball right-hand side, quickly in the hands of the Tornado out front. Right front court, now between the circles. Looking for help. Get some from Curtis. Curtis gets the ball right-hand side. Then back up quickly to Anderson. Anderson drives. Lays one up off. No good. Draws the foul. Probably from McKittrick. We'll see as the official comes to the sidelines. And that is the call. So McKittrick will pick up his first of the night. Second team foul this period on the Cavemen going to the free throw line. Will be Anderson. Nate Anderson. Shot is up and good. It's his first trip to the free throw line. Traylor checks back in, and Rosetta sits down. Traylor could be counted as one of the bigs with his leaping ability. One more shot coming for Anderson at the charity stripe. Hits up and hits the back of the iron. Off, no good. In the rebounding action, whistle stops the play, and I think this one's going against Grants Pass. Traylor. So Traylor will pick up his first of the night. So the Tornado have the basketball inbounds to the end line there under the floor, and they'll put that picket line across the baseline. Stopping out front to get it was Anderson. Gives the ball back left-hand side, back out front, and the bullet pass down low. Going to be Grants Pass basketball. 21-19, Grants Pass by two. McKittrick will make the inbounds play. He's got DeShane with him in the backcourt. And DeShane walks the ball down. Crosses the timeline, left front court, back out front quickly to Bruner. Bruner, left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor then on the wing to DeShane. Tried to get the ball down low to Bruner. They did give on the give and go right back to DeShane. Deflected, picked up by the Tornado. Back on the break, left-hand side, one man to beat. And a player control foul called on number three, Easton Curtis. That'll be his first of the night. Tried to move Mr. Hart out of the way. Tim said no. 21-19 the score. Going to be Grants Pass basketball as Connolly checks back in and McKittrick sits down. Connolly gets the ball in to DeShane. DeShane walks the ball down. Back left-hand side to Connolly. Back right-hand side then to Hart. Hart across the top of the key. Shovels to Traylor. The corner left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly back out front to DeShane. Then to the high post. That's Bruner. Bruner just outside the circle launches the three, and it is good. Rattled it home. He wanted that one. His first 2 points since returning. And his first 3 points, 24-19. Grants Pass leads last minute of play here in the first half. Tornado on the attack. Bounce pass down low. Stolen away by Bruner. Bruner gives the ball up quickly to DeShane. As the traffic clears, DeShane then walks the ball down, moves the hair out of his eyes, crosses the timeline, right front court. 43 seconds on the clock. No hurry for the Grants Pass. Keeping it up 24-19 now. Ball goes left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly left front court. Moves down to the wing left. Back out front to Traylor between the circles. Right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane shakes and bakes. Comes down to the free throw line. Kicks the ball out front to Bruner. Bruner with the basketball. He drives. Wants to go all the way. Lays one off. Off. No good. Rebound Tornado. Long pass down the right-hand side. On the drive, they'll lay one up. That is good. So Curtis gets his 5th point of the basketball game. And a foul call on Grants Pass, I think. Let's see. A technical foul. Technical foul on number 5, Healy. And that'll put DeShane on the free throw line, where he's 4-for-4 so far tonight. 7 points in the basketball game so far in the first half. He'll have 2 shots in the key and will then get the basketball back with 18 seconds left. So DeShane will shoot the technical. Shot is up. Good. One more shot coming for Zach. 8 points so far in tonight's contest. Shot is up. Rolls. That went off. No good. The Cavemen will bring the basketball inbounds, I believe, from the half-court mark. So the Cavemen have to bring the ball inbounds. We've got Connolly in the backcourt right now. DeShane between the circles. The ball goes into the backcourt and picked up by Connolly. Quickly up to DeShane, right front court. Back to Connolly between the circles. 13 seconds back to DeShane. High post into Bruner. Bruner looks down low on the baseline. Looks for help. Shovels to Hart. Hart for 30 feet from three. Missed everything out of bounds. He can hit those. 4 seconds left here in the first half. It's 25-21. And the the Tornado have one more shot coming. They can get it in quickly. And I think the official to stop the action. We'll give it right back to him. Now, long pass comes in, right-hand side, on the drive down the right-hand side all the way, into the lane, lays one up. That is good. And that was Scott picking up his 4th point of the basketball game. At the end of the first half of play, the Grants Pass Cavemen lead by 2, 25-23. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Thank you to Tyler Lake from Juggernaut Marketing and Tom Randall State Farm for helping wipe out hunger. They're each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly to local food banks this week. You can help too. Just bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either of the Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will install a pair of wiper blades on your vehicle valued up to $35. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back. At the half, the Cavemen lead by 2, 25-23. The Cavemen led at the end of the first period by 1, 15-14. Won the second period by 1, 10-9 to make it 25-23. Grants Pass scoring came on 8 field goals, 3 three-pointers, 6 of 8 from the free throw line. That's 75%. We're whistled for 6 fouls compared to 6 fouls whistled against the Black Tornado. Scoring for the Black Tornado, we have 10 field goals, 1 three-pointer. They were 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Cavemen shot 45% from the field. That was 8 of 20. That was 8 for 20 compared to 50% from the field for the Black Tornado. That's 10 of 22. The Cavemen out-rebounded the Tornadoes close 12 to 10. And in terms of turnovers, the Grants Pass team have 5 turnovers, 9 turnovers for the Tornado. So turnovers right now the only real big difference in this basketball game so far. We'll run down some individual numbers when we come back right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back. Let's run down some individual numbers. First of all, for the North Medford Black Tornado, Nate Anderson in the starting role has 5 points on 2 field goals, 1 for 2 shooting from the free. One for one from the free throw line. Keenan Stewart, 1 2-point field goal, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, and 3 points and a single foul. Off the bench, Dylan Scott, 2 field goals, 4 points and a single foul. Liam Ray, 2 field goals, 4 points and a single foul. Easton Curtis, 2 field goals, a 2 and a 3. He's got 5 points and a single foul. Tate Snyder had 2 field goals, 4 points and a single foul. And Traeger Healy picked up, hasn't scored, hasn't been to the free throw line, picked up 2 fouls, one of which was a technical, and we're not sure what caused that technical, but that was the call on the floor. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, Western Berg got some minutes in the first period. He's got a 2-point field goal and a single foul. Grady McKittrick didn't score. He didn't get to the free throw line. Picked up a single foul. Kingston Conley has a 2 and a 3. He's got 5 points and no fouls. James Traylor didn't score. Go to the free throw line. Picked up a single foul and a couple of rebounds. Tim Hart didn't score. Been good at the free throw line. Picked up a single foul. Jordan Rosetta has 7 points on 3 field goals. 1 for 2 shooting from the free throw line. He's got 7 points and a single foul. And Peyton Bruner, 1 3-point field goal. No fouls. 3 points for Peyton in his return to the lineup. And Zach DeShane has 1 3-point field goal. 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Count him for 8 points in the basketball game. Well, that's where we stand right now, 25-23. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute Cape Man timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life, flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our Bacon Bacon Cheddar Special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Both teams returning to the floor right now as we provide some analysis. If the Black Tornado has an edge over the Grants Pass Cavemen, just looking at the first half stats, nothing really pops out there. But it might be in terms of speed and quickness. They might have just a little bit more of that than the Grants Pass Cavemen. So the Cavemen want to keep them contained in terms of fast break points. And they're also showing that speed on their offensive end of the court, where their offensive sets, trying to get the ball down to the baseline and attack along the baseline. That's what they've been doing. The Cavemen equal to that task so far. In terms of what the Grants Pass Cavemen are looking to do, trying to get Peyton Bruner back into the flow of things. You can tell the young man is just chopping at the bit to really get it going, just off a little bit. But I'm sure that three-point shot that he hit in the second quarter, late in the second quarter, will go a long way to help get him right back. He's a natural athlete. At 6'3", first game back this year since breaking a hand in the final game in that San Diego tournament just after Christmas, before the first of the year for the Grants Pass Cavemen. So they're glad to have him back. They've used a lot of people the Cavemen have. They've played 8 players here and a lot of different rotations in order to keep everybody fresh, and that might be part of the plan here. It looks like, though, the Black Tornado have an equally deep roster here. They've also played about the same number of players. Final minute of play ticking off of the shot clock or the halftime clock right now. We'll be back with the second half tip-off after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Thank you to Tyler Lake from Juggernaut Marketing and Tom Randall State Farm for helping wipe out hunger. They're each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly to local food banks this week. You can help too. Just bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either of the Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will install a pair of wiper blades on your vehicle valued up to $35. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Halftime clock expiring here as we speak. You can hear the band in the background with the final strains of the fight song. And we'll get right back to it. Cavemen up by 2 at the half, 25-23 here in the Southwest Conference tilt with the Black Tornado. Grants Pass is longtime rival. These two high schools, the North Medford and Grants Pass, have been playing each other, I think, since about 1910. One of the longest rivalries in the state of Oregon. Certainly in football, the two schools have been vying that long. I'm not sure the basketball schedule, but I know that's true in football. And it might even be longer than 1910. So. When play is resumed, though, on the alternate possession rule, it's going to be the Black Tornado putting the ball in play. And it will come to Tate Snyder in the backcourt. The Grants Pass put Connolly, Rosetta, Bruner, Hart, and ball stolen away by Connolly in the backcourt. He's double-teamed, though. Stops, looks for help, drops the ball right back to Hart, launches the three, rims, and out, no good. But the follow by Bruner is up and good. He's got five in the basketball game. And the Cavemen lead by four, 27-23. Quickly into the forecourt for the Tornado. Ball out front between the circles. Cavemen open up in a man-to-man defense. Looking left and right. Ball comes back right-hand side. Back to left-hand side. On the drive, ball goes then on to number four. Drives, penetrates, floats one up. High off glass, won't go. Board cleared by Rosetta with a vengeance. Outlet comes back to DeShane. DeShane puts the ball on the floor, walks it down the floor. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Connolly. Connolly with the basketball. Bruner pops out front, then drops back down low. Connolly backs away to the right front court. The Cavemen reset. Ball comes to DeShane. DeShane to Hart. Hart back to Connolly. Left-hand corner to DeShane in the corner. Back out on the wing right to Rosetta. Rosetta has the ball stripped from behind. Picked up quickly by number four, Snyder. Snyder on the drive. Floats one left-hand side in the corner. Three-point attempt on the way, and it was good by number three, Curtis Easton. That's his second three of the night. He's got 8 points. 27-26. Once again, it's a one-point basketball game. Caveman up by one. DeShane with the basketball in his hands. Crosses right at center court. Head of the forecourt. Looks left and right as the Cavemen go into a little shuffle ball. Left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner drives the baseline, lays one up and in, and Bruner now has seven in the contest. And it's 27-29-26. Scoreboard's a little slow tonight. Ball left-hand side in the corner for Traeger. Gives the ball back in the corner. Tries to drive along the baseline. Double-teamed there. Bell out front, back right-hand side as the Tornado move the ball quickly. Three-point attempt from the wing right off, no good. Both Hart and Rosetta come down with that one. Rosetta controls it. Lead pass up quickly to Connolly. Connolly's outnumbered, waits for help, gives the ball back to Rosetta, top of the key. He drives, drops the ball off to DeShane, left-hand side. Back right-hand side to Connolly. Connolly with the basketball, shovels ahead to Bruner on the wing right-hand side. Looks down low, can't attack along the baseline. High post then to Rosetta. Then to Bruner at the free throw line. Little shake and bake, left-hand side then to Hart. Hart comes across the top of the key. Gives the ball over to DeShane. DeShane for three, left-hand side. This one's off, no good. Rosetta has the ball back up, and it's good. And Rosetta has eight in the basketball. He ain't make it nine. 31-26, 5:19 on the clock here in the third period. Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass as the Tornado cross the timeline, back on the attack. Ball left-hand side quickly to Teeley. Healy with the basketball, gives the ball up front quickly to Curtis. Curtis back left-hand side to Healy. He'll launch a three that is off, no good. For the rebound, biggest man on the floor, Zach DeShane, coming down left-hand side. Ball goes to Connolly for three. This one just off, no good. Rebound comes over the outstretched hands of Bruner. It will go to the Tornado in the backcourt from the corner of the backcourt. Far token pressure by the Grants Pass Cavemen. Well, everybody's in the backcourt, as a matter of fact. Ball comes in. Back to Stewart. Back left-hand side quickly to Snyder. Snyder in the drive up to Stewart. Stewart, lead pass up left-hand side to Healy. Healy with the basketball, lobs it right-hand side to Snyder. Snyder with the basketball in the paint. Floats one up, and it's good. So Snyder gets his 6th point of the basketball game, one in each period so far. 31-28, Grants Pass with a 3-point lead. Zach DeShane brings the ball down right front court for Grants Pass. Little shake and bake, moves off to the right-hand side, gives the ball up to Hart. Hart turns, spins, gives the ball right back to Rosetta. Ball down low, away from the basketball. Foul called on Grants Pass is DeShane. So DeShane will pick up his 2nd. Traylor will check in, and Bruner will get a little breather. 31-28, 4:15 to play. 3rd period. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes quickly to Stewart. Stewart gives the ball right back quickly to Scott. Scott Lead pass up right-hand side to Snyder. Bounce pass down low to Healy. Kicks it right-hand side in the corner for a three-point shot. That is off. No good. Rebound taken down by the Tornado. Out to Stewart on the wing left hand. He drives, floats one up. That is good, and he was fouled. So Stewart will get the free throw, or the field goal. And oh, they called the foul on Stewart after the shot. Okay. Inbounds play for Grants Pass comes from Trailer to DeShane in the backcourt. One man, he just drives by him into the forecourt, controls the basketball up front, shovels right-hand side to McKittrick. Now on the floor for the Cavemen. Out front to Trailer, left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly tried to get the ball down low to Rosetta. Threw his hands out of bounds. 31-28, Grants Pass leads by three. 3:40 on the clock here in the third period, and the Tornado bring the ball inbounds. Put the ball in quickly to Snyder. Snyder across the timeline out front. Drives the right-hand side. Hands the ball off quickly to Curtis. Curtis out front, left-hand side to Healy. Healy bullet pass right-hand side. Again to Curtis. Curtis at the top of the key, back to Healy. Healy head fakes, tries to drive by McKittrick. Fires from there, off, no good. High for the rebound is Rosetta. Drops the ball right back to DeShane. DeShane slides down. Kicks the ball back right-hand side to Trailer. On the wing to McKittrick. McKittrick spins and kicks the ball out. They call him for the travel. 31-28, 3:07 on the clock here, third period. We seem to be stuck at 31-28. Both teams' defense at a high level right now. Challenging every pass and every shot. Tornado letting the ball roll down almost to the half court. Marquardt's picked up then by Snyder. Goes back right-hand side to Armstrong. Down low, loose basketball picked up by DeShane. DeShane comes back. It's 2-on-2. DeShane backs in and has fouled. Well, he was fouled, but he also traveled. And the travel call wins this time. Berg going to check into the basketball game, and DeShane going to get a little breather. A little handshake from Nate Olson. Olson had a word with the official, just checking on things. Tornado comes right back, 2:50 on the clock here in the third period. Grants pass up by three, 28-31. Snyder, left-hand side, gives the ball back right-hand side to Curtis. Curtis, left front court for the Black Tornado. Back right-hand side to Anderson. On the wing left, back out front to Anderson. Anderson back right-hand side then to Tate. On the drive, Anderson left-hand side gives the ball up on the wing to Stewart. Stewart drives and is called for a jump ball. Bird tied him up. The score. That'll give the call back to Grants Pass in the backcourt. Trailer to Connolly. And Connolly will bring the ball down. Crosses the timeline again, right front court. Rosetta goes in the right corner, then comes out to the wing, takes the pass there, drives to the baseline, wants to work on Healy a little bit, gives the ball back to Trailer, who drives, kicks the ball left-hand side to McKittrick, back out front, then quickly to Connolly. Connolly in the paint, stripped to the basketball. Stewart picks it up, lead pass comes up to Healy, back right-hand side to Tate. Right, that Snyder. Snyder between the circles, gives it right back to Stewart. Stewart left front court. Little head fake, lobs it right-hand side to Snyder in the wing. Takes a step out front, lobs the ball down low on the baseline. Man puts a shot up, that is good. And Anderson gets his third field goal. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. Caveman back on the attack. Ball in the hands of McKittrick, left-hand side. Wants to attack along the baseline. Spins. They're going to call him for a player control foul. I mean, they're going to call him for a player control foul. Careful of the inflection, folks. So McKittrick will pick up his second. Bruner and DeShane come back in. So we've got Bruner, DeShane, Berg, and Rosetta. Tornado bring it down. It's a one-point game, 31-30. Caveman need to stop here. Ball right-hand side. Trailer tries to surround the man. Gets a pick. Trailer bunches through it. Back right-hand side to Snyder. Snyder for three. Off. No good. Missed everything. Ball in the hands, though, of Berg. Gives it to Rosetta, to DeShane, and DeShane walks the ball down. Caveman, 104 leading by one. Lead pass left-hand side to Bruner on the corner. Steps out to the wing, and timeout called by the Grants Pass Cavemen. A look at the scoreboard with 57.8 seconds left. 31-30 the score. Grants Pass by one. We'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back. 31-30 the score. Less than a minute left here in the third period for the Grants Pass Cavemen leading the Tornado in the Southwest Conference contest here. Big game for both these teams. Rosetta will make the inbounds play for the Grants Pass Cavemen. When play is resumed, he's got Bruner, Berg, Traylor, and Deshane on the floor with him. They'll put a box around the key. And Rosetta has the basketball now. And it comes left-hand side to Deshane in the corner for three. Short. Missed everything. Rebound for the Tornado. A long pass out quickly. They'll lay one up and in on the fast break. They are fast. They are speedy. There's no question about that. They come back on the fly. Ball left-hand side in the hands of Traylor. Back out front to Rosetta. Right-hand side to Deshane. Grants pass down by one, 32-31. Ball comes into Rosetta. Rosetta hard to the glass. Lays one up. That's good. And Rosetta gets the lead right back. He's got 11 in the basketball game. It's 33-32 with 27 seconds left here in the third. Ball quickly back in the hands of Snyder. Make that Curtis. Make that Snyder. Back left-hand side. Then Berg comes out and defensively trying to contain number three. Goes up with a shot that is blocked by Traylor. But a foul call. Did he get him on the wrist? Evidently, that's the call. So Traylor will pick up his second of the basketball game, third team foul this period, and going to the free throw line is number zero, Dylan Scott. He's got three field goals, 6 points, first trip to the charity stripe tonight for the young man. One dribble, deep knee bend, shot is up, front of the iron, then falls through. Just rested there for a moment. Hart checks in, Berg is out. One more shot coming for Scott for the Tornado. It's up, and this one rims it out. No good. Rebound into the hands of Traylor. Traylor off to Deshane. Deshane brings the ball down on the fly. Left-hand side, 5 seconds. Gets to the baseline. Looks for help. Kicks the ball out front and taken away by the Tornado. Half-court shot is just off. At the end of three periods of play, we are even tied at 33. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back. We are tied at 33 after a third period ended in favor of the Tornado. They outscored the Cavemen by 2, 10-8 in that period to make the score tied at 33 all. Game up for grabs here as we put up the final 8 minutes. Fourth quarter brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza, folks. Oh, absolutely. Give them a call, 476-2133. They're on Beacon Drive or on the Williams Highway. Great pizza either place. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes eventually to Scott. Scott brings the ball down to right front court. Stops out front, looks to drive on the left-hand side. Traylor cuts him off back to the right-hand side, back left and right. Drops the ball down low then to Scott. on the drive, elevates five-footer, left-hand side shot is off, no good. Rebound goes right back up, and again, the Tornado control the rebound this time. Kicks the ball out front, they reset. Brunner comes after the basketball out front. Little pick, set, and the man drives right-hand side, goes all the way, drops the ball down low to the trailer. It's up and good. So Ray picks up his sixth point of the basketball game, and the Cavemen down by two, 35-33. DeShane comes down right-hand side, gives the ball off to Hart. Hart out front, bounce pass back right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor looks down low, tried to get the ball to Rosetta. Slapped out of bounds, though. Rosetta will bring the ball in bounds as Connolly checks back in. And Traylor's going to sit down. All right, the Cavemen put a strange formation out. I'm not sure it was even designed. Ball comes down low to Brunner, lays it up and in. So Brunner finds more for the Cavemen. He's got nine in the basketball game. We're tied at 35, 7 minutes on the clock left in the contest. Out front, shaking and baking right now, Snyder. Takes Snyder with the basketball, backs away from Conley's defense. Gives the ball up left-hand side, then to Scott. Scott right-hand side with the basketball, looks down low. Loose basketball, but he retrieves it still in the forecourt. Moves off the left-hand side. Terminates the dribble at the top of the key. Left-hand side, then to Snyder. Snyder drops the ball down low on the alley-loop. Corralled on the baseline. And it's going to be Grant's pass ball out of bounds. Evidently, his foot was on the line. So the Cavemen get it back. Tied at 35 with 6:34 to play. Conley in the backcourt to DeShane. DeShane picks it up, puts it on his hip, then puts it on the floor and heads downstream to the forecourt. Crossing the timeline, moves off the left-hand side against what looks to be man-to-man defense on the alley-oop down low to Brunner. Tried to get the ball right back when he's off balance. It picked up, though. Loose basketball, gives it right back to the Cavemen. This is Hart coming down on the break. It was 4-on-3, but decided to wait and set it up. Gives the ball up quickly, though, to Conley on the wing left-hand side. To Hart in the corner for three. Rims and out. That's been doing it all night for him. Rebound taken down by the Tornado. Ball comes out quickly to Ray. Down the left-hand side on the fly. In the corner, DeShane with him step for step. Loose basketball picked up by the Tornado and put back up and in by Anderson. His eighth, ninth point in the basketball game. On the fly, here comes the Cavemen. Rosetta, left-hand side, in the paint. Spins and shoots from 4 feet off, no good. Rebound comes out of bounds and out of bounds. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball, I believe. Grants Pass down by two, 37-35. It's a fight here in this fourth period, ladies and gentlemen, for every possession. Rosetta from the end line. Two men posted high, but Rosetta gets down low in the corner. They get the inbounds pass out front into Hart, launches another three. This one misses everything. Rebounded, though, by Brunner. Brunner tries to get the ball right back to, does get it to DeShane at the free throw line. Back out front to Conley, and the Cavemen reset. Rosetta posted low. Brunner on the wing, right-hand side. Hart in the other corner, right-hand side. Ball goes to Brunner, right-hand side. Spins, gives the ball back to DeShane, launches the three. This one rims it out, no good. Rebound chased down in the corner by Scott for the Tornado. Gives the ball back to Snyder. Snyder walks the ball down slowly. His team up by two right now and looking to expand that lead. DeShane tries to surround him. Ball comes back right-hand side quickly to Anderson. Anderson back out front to Scott. Scott back right-hand side. This is to Curtis. Curtis' shot is up and good for two. And timeout taken by the Black Tornado. Cavemen down by four, 39-35. We'll be back after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and, of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Right back to action. DeShane with the basketball as he came and put the ball into play. Buck left-hand side to Connelly. Connelly right-hand side to Traylor. To DeShane, right-hand side on the corner. Caven down by four here late in the fourth period. Ball out front then to Brunner. Brunner at the high post. Gives the ball back to Traylor. Right-hand side. Traylor on the drive. Tried to get the ball inside. Deflected and out of bounds. And it's going to be Tornado basketball. 35-39. Grants Pass down by four. Need a good defensive stand here. Full court pressure by the Caven. Inbounds playing the backcourt comes to Snyder. Lead pass up to Curtis, right-hand side. Back out front to Anderson. Back to Snyder in the center circle. Connelly with him. One-on-one. Gets a little pick. Brunner comes after him. Ball comes back left-hand side then to Healy. Out front on the drive, left-hand side. That's Scott with the basketball. Flips it out front again to Snyder. Snyder with the basketball, right front court. Takes a step right, step left. Back out front then to Healy. Healy head fakes, drives left-hand side. Drops the ball off into the corner. Then for Scott, launches the three. It is off. No good. Rebound fought for and controlled this time by Rosetta. Gives the ball right back to DeShane. So the Caven put up the stand that time. Lead pass comes up to Brunner. Brunner left-hand side on the wing. Gets the ball down low to Rosetta. Back to Brunner on the give and go. Lays one up and in. And Brunner into double figures now with 11 in the basketball game. On the drive down, back right-hand side. Ball comes to Scott. Scott in the paint. Kicks the ball back out front to Healy. Launches a 22-footer that is good. His first field goal of the night and makes it 42-37. Grants Pass on the short end of that one. Ball left-hand side to Connelly. Connelly with the basketball, puts the ball on the floor. Comes back up front, back right-hand side to Brunner, top of the key. Drives right-hand side, attacks the basket, goes up with a ball that is deflected as he goes up by Healy, picked up in the backcourt by Scott. Scott walks it down after all the traffic clears, looking to add to the Tornado lead. Tornado whirling around Peter Newman Gym now. Ball comes right-hand side quickly to Curtis. Curtis with the basketball gives it up to Scott. Scott make that Anderson, tries to get in the paint. Kicks it back out to Snyder. Right-hand side then to Healy. Healy elevates free throw line. Jumpers off, missed everything. Falls into the hands of Connelly. Connelly on the fly down the right-hand side all the way. Tries to go up, and they're going to call a player control foul on Connelly. .223 on the clock. 42-37, Grants Pass down by five. And the Tornado going to bring the ball inbounds. Caveman need a stop and some offense. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Goes to Snyder. Back to Scott. Back to Snyder. Back to Snyder in the backcourt. Lead pass up back right-hand side to Curtis. Curtis with the basketball. Lobs it up front to Snyder. Snyder tries to penetrate. Back left-hand side. Gives the ball up to Anderson. Anderson gives the ball right back to Curtis. Curtis with the basketball. Gives the ball up front. Drives to the left-hand side. On the drive, Scott comes all the way. Lays one up. That's off. No good. Rebound in the hands of Connelly. Connelly through traffic. No fast break here. He'll slow it down. Comes left-hand side. Gives the ball up to DeShane. DeShane lobs the ball down low to Rosetta. Rosetta works along the baseline. Goes up with the shot. And they call a jump ball. Looks like they had him tied up. And now the officials want to talk about something. And Tim Hart checks in. They had a word with the assistant coach, Nate Olson. I'm not sure what that was about, but it's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. Our end of the floor. Hart will go to DeShane, left corner, back out front quickly to Connelly, back right-hand side to Hart. Hart, bounce pass down low to Brunner, spinning and fire from 10 feet out, no good. Rebound in the hands of number three, that's Curtis coming down the left-hand side. They give it up to Healy. Healy hands the ball right back to Scott. Make that Anderson out front. Drive down, working with a basketball. Drives to the free throw line, elevates, kicks the ball left-hand side in the corner for three on the way, rims it out, no good. Board cleared by Rosetta. Rosetta lead pass to DeShane down the left-hand side. Stops on the wing. Looks down low. Tries to go down low to Rosetta. Rosetta back out front to Hart for three. Been firing all night. Can't hit one. Can't buy one tonight. And a whistle stops the action. So Rosetta called for the foul, trying to get it back on the pass. So it will be Black Tornado basketball inbounds from their end line, far end of the floor, 42-37 with a little over a minute to play. And timeout called by the Black Tornado. Once again, 42-37. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Cape Man timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday till 4 on Saturday and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Drill, baby, drill.
That statement might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life, flowing water. So while Clouser might not be able to help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or advice on an underperforming well, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate.
Drill, baby, drill.
Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. 42-37. Grants Pass trails by 5 with a minute 1 left to play in the contest here at Heater Newman Gym. When play is resumed, I believe it's going to be Black Tornado basketball. Healy trots down to make the inbounds play as the Cavemen throw show full court pressure, probably man-to-man. That's what it appears to be right now. And the inbounds play comes in quickly to Curtis in the backcourt, right back to Healy, lobs it over to Snyder. Snyder drives by Bruner down the left-hand side of the court, lobs the ball back right-hand side, quickly to Scott with the basketball. And Bruner comes out to commit the foul to stop the action. So Bruner will pick up the infraction. That's his first of the night. Cavemen almost forced into this particular situation with 49.9 ticks left on the clock. Healy will make the inbounds play from the sidelines, lobs it into the backcourt quickly, and where he is surrounded by number 4. Connelly will pick up the infraction. That's his second of the basketball game. Nobody on either side is really in any foul trouble. The several Cavemen have 2. Healy makes the inbounds play for the Tornado, still in the backcourt against DeShane. I think DeShane went after him aggressively and will draw the foul, still in the backcourt. That's the call. So DeShane will pick up his third of the basketball game with 44.4 seconds left. Number 3 goes to the free throw line. Easton Curtis, his first trip to there tonight. He's got 2 threes and a 2. First trip to the charity stripe, and let's see. I suspect he's a shooter. We'll see. Puts the ball on his hip. Deep breath, deep knee bend, shot in the air. Hits the back of the iron, bounces off to Rosetta, flips it right back with one hand of the official. Add another shot. 2. Bounces to the hip. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. And this one rattles in now. Won't go. It did go. Rosetta gets the ball inbounds quickly to Conley. Conley flies down the left-hand side in the corner. Stops. Looks down low. Double pick set down low. Ball out front to DeShane. DeShane for 3. Hits the front of the iron. Off. No good. Rebound put back up by, I believe, Rosetta. Foul called underneath, and Rosetta will go to the free throw line. This one's called on. That'll be Healy. No, that's his third. So Rosetta goes to free throw line. Pretty good free throw shooter, over 70%. Cavemen could use them all here. Shot is up. Good. 2 for 3 tonight. That's his 12th point of the basketball game. He's the leading scorer for Grants Pass. He may be the leading scorer in the game right now. Brunner has 11. I'm not sure any of the Tornado are in double figures. One more shot for Rosetta. Shot is up, and this one's in and out. Won't go. Rebound loose out front, and finally controlled. Not controlled. Finally to Rosetta. DeShane gets it to Rosetta from the corner for 3. Off, no good. This rebound picked up at a foul traveling call on Stewart for the Tornado when they were trying to get that rebound out into the backcourt. Less than 20 seconds on the clock. 43-38. Grants Pass trailing the Black Tornado. Inbounds play from DeShane. And it goes in the corner to Traylor. Back out front to Conley. Left-hand side to DeShane. She launches a 3. Off, no good. Rebound chase down in the corner. The Cavemen throw it way back out front to Snyder, who is fouled by DeShane immediately. So DeShane will pick up his fourth. And the Tornado will go down and try to add to that score. 9.9 seconds left in the contest. So Tate Snyder, his first trip to the free throw line tonight. He's got 6 points in the basketball game. Shot is up and good. One more shot. It's up and it's good. Snyder has 8 in the basketball game. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Bruner. Long pass down to DeShane from the corner. Launches another 3, and this one's good. So DeShane gets 3, and it's a 4-point game. 45-41 with 3.5 seconds left. Timeout taken by the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll be back and finish it up, folks, right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Who's trying to stretch their budget this January? That's pretty much all of us. That's why Abby's is offering this giant pizza that can feed up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 hungry people for less than $27. Now, that's an Abby's budget stretching deal. Worried about a no-fun January? Not at Abby's. Dine on our bacon cheddar special. It's delicious and loaded with toppings and real cheese. Plus, it's on sale, and the kids can play some video games. Enjoy fun January at your local Abby's.
Welcome back, everyone. 41-45, Grants Pass down by 4 with 3.5 seconds left. If it was 3, I'd say you've got a shot at tying. We'll have to wait and see what they can come up with. Strange things have happened here. So it'll be Caveman basketball when players resume. We know that. So let's see what Nate Olson has come up with. Check that. It's going to be a Tornado basketball. Well, you steal the inbounds place, put it up, and you've got 2 seconds left. And from the end line, they run along the corner right-hand side and fouled immediately. 2.1 seconds left. I think this one's going against Conley. Rosetta was also there. Conley will get the foul. That'll be his third of the night. 2.1 seconds left and going to the free throw line for the Tornado. Tate Snyder, who has right now 8 points in the basketball game. No Tornado player is in double figures yet, but if he hits both of these, he will be. Shot is up and good. That's his 9th point. 3 here in the fourth period, all from the free throw line. One more. Shot is up and good. 2.1 seconds. Inbounds play to Bruner. Bruner, long baseball throw at the buzzer. Just misses. Final score is 47-41 for the Grants Pass Cavemen, losing to the Black Tornado. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Diamond Home Improvement is kicking off 2025 with a bang by offering once-a-year pricing on a wide selection of luxury vinyl plank, laminate, tile, and carpet. Let Diamond help you find the perfect flooring. Now through January 31st, enter to win a $250 Diamond gift card by scheduling a free flooring or decor in-home measure. Did you know that Diamond also offers installation services and financing? Take advantage of their 12-month, no-interest financing options on approved credit. Your new flooring is right at Diamond.
Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Thank you to Tyler Lake from Juggernaut Marketing and Tom Randall State Farm for helping wipe out hunger. They're each donating $500 in peanut butter and jelly to local food banks this week. You can help too. Just bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 10 ounces or more of jelly to either of the Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will install a pair of wiper blades on your vehicle valued up to $35. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Farmers Building Supply, your local Do It Best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. Time to recap tonight's statistics, courtesy of the Indoor Air Man and Energy Conservation Specialist. Let's run down here. Let me see. I'm not sure Coach Olson will make it up here tonight, but we'll see. He said he would, but that's easy to forget after a situation like that. Let's run it down for you. Grants Pass led at the end of the first period, 15-14. Here's Nate. Step over here, Nate. Step right into those headphones there. Assistant Coach Nate Olson. Well, Nate, sorry about the outcome tonight. Close game all the way to the end. It looks like they turned up their defense for you in the second half.
Yeah, they did. You know, like we talked about before, the physical team. I thought we handled it pretty well in the first half. Second half, struggled a little bit. I think we just got a little tired and shots just weren't falling for us there.
They're fast.
They are.
A speedy team.
Yeah, very guard heavy. We did a good job of keeping them out, but I think late, again, all that speed and all that pressure, I think we just kind of wore down after a little bit of time. And again, they made a few shots late and we didn't.
All right. Mr. Bruner back on the floor. It's good to see him back on the floor. Looks like he struggled early just trying to find his way through everything and then began to really play basketball like he knows how in the second half.
Yeah, you know, I think that's like game speed stuff. Yeah. You know, I mean, he really only had one full practice yesterday. And again, getting your legs back under, you know how, I mean, he's been running, but, you know, running, jumping, getting beat up is the different thing. And really just trying to find that flow for him was a little bit of a struggle early on, but I agree in the second he kind of figured it out. And I think, you know, working with that hand now to see what it can and can't do comfortably or get comfortable with it too. So, you know, he played well, and he'll be great in a couple weeks for sure.
All right. His you just mentioned his hand. Has he got 100% with that, or is he still just favoring it a little?
No, I think he's 100%. I think it's just one of those things when you don't use it for 3 weeks, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden now you can, you're just trying to figure out, okay, what can I do? I think it's just – and it's finding that confidence. I think you saw in the second half, he got more confident with it and understood what he could. And, you know, I think attacking the rim left-handed, he does that a lot. But again, making that adjustment and just figuring out, hey, oh, I can do that. And so he did in the second half, and, you know, he'll continue as we move forward.
Could not buy a three in the second half, Coach.
No, we couldn't. You know, and I said they hit some timely ones. But, yeah, they were close. You just keep thinking just one. You know, let the basket open up a little bit for the kids, and it just never really came to fruition at the end there.
All right, let's look ahead. Coming up on Friday night, the Willamette Wolverines be right here. Certainly not the Black Tornado caliber. What do you expect from Willamette?
You know, they're a gritty team. They're in every single game. I know their record doesn't show it, but I think they're in every contest pretty close. Maybe late, a game or two has gotten out of hand. But, you know, they got a big kid in the middle, football kid that he's aggressive and he's a load. Then they got a couple kids that can shoot it. But they're gritty. We'll see. You know, they show a lot of zone, so we'll have to work on that this week. And we just really got to compete again. I think we competed tonight for, you know, 24 minutes, and there was just – not that we didn't compete in those eight, but just kind of a little lack of focus sometimes.
All right. You had a deeper bench than you've had so far since Bruner went down, but still seemed to fade at the end. Can you fulfill all four quarters against Willamette?
I sure hope so. You know,
is that the plan?
Definitely, absolutely. I think it's one of those, you know, when that guy comes back and a guy that's been used to playing, you know, 28 minutes, and now you're trying to figure, okay, now we, like you said, we truly got eight guys with, you know, Weston Bergman, you know, some good gritty minutes, and so trying to find his minutes and then get those other kids. I think it's just, again, for coaches as well, we're finding our flow of, hey, let's get this kid in with this group, and, you know, understanding, like, you know, Peyton for sure, it's, hey, what's that play? I ran it for a while. Yeah. And so, again, just understanding the different kids in different spots, especially now with Peyton coming back to, you know, more of a focal point, those kids that were kind of more of a focal point for 3 weeks are going back to kind of that secondary role, and that I think is going to be a great thing for them. I think, you know, Peyton being out is going to give those kids some more comms, like, hey, I can do some things. And now it'll be even a little bit easier for them knowing that teams are going to focus on Peyton and those kids that we've kind of, you know, the Kingston Connollys and the Tim Harts and the Grady McKittrick, they had to score a little bit more. And Zach, it'll become a little bit more easy for them when they're not getting guarded by the best defender.
Right. You mentioned Weston Berg, and he's been kind of a placeholder early here, but he's really beginning to assert himself underneath there. And although I think he's, what, 5'9"?
On a good day.
On a good day. But he's 5'9 across the shoulders, too. Strong young man. Really asserted himself tonight.
Yeah, Weston is gritty. He'd tell you himself he's not the best basketball player in the world, but he's a kid that he's going to give you 110% every time. We made the switch to put him at poster in the summer kind of as a joke, but he really embraced that role, and he wants to go out and be and fight and scratch and claw. He's the first kid on the floor.
He thinks he's 6'4", doesn't he?
He does, and that's all that matters. You know, it's all heart for him, and I love it that, you know, you love seeing him get a bucket today, because, again, he doesn't get a lot of buckets, and he knows that, and he accepts that role. He just wants to be out there, compete, and be with his brothers out there.
All right. Well, Coach, listen, thank you very much for coming up and sharing your thoughts with us tonight. Tough loss tonight against the Indians. Looked like it might or Indians. For some reason, I'm stuck on that Roseburg game. I've got to let that one go against the Tornado tonight. Tough loss. You really were with them all through, well, throughout three periods.
Yes, we were.
All right. Once again, Coach, thank you very much for coming up. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back and recap this all in about 30 seconds.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Okay, once again, let's run this down for you for our good friends at the Indoor Airmen. Let's run down. Well, first of all, Grants Pass trail or led at the end of the first period 15-14. Won the second period 10-9 to make it 25-23 at the half. We're tied at the end of three, being outscored 10-8 in the third period, tied at 33-all, and outscored 14-8 in the final period to make it 47-41. Let's see. Caveman did out-rebound the Tornadoes by 5, 25-20. In terms of floor percentage, Grants Pass 15 of 36, 41% to 41%, 18 of 43 for the Tornadoes. So very close all the way down. Foul shooting, Grants Pass hit 75% of their shots. Tornado hit 66% of their shots. The Caveman didn't get to the free throw line enough in the second half. In terms of turnovers, Grants Pass 18 turnovers to 14 turnovers for the Tornado. We'll run out the individual numbers after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. And for the Black Tornado, their leading score, and they have had a balanced scoring attack. Their leading score, once again, was Tate Snyder, wearing number 4, a 6-foot senior, with 10 points on 3 field goals, 4-for-4 shooting from the free throw line. A couple of other players had 9. Dylan Scott had 9, and so did Nate Anderson. Now for the Grants Pass Caveman. Weston Berg, 1 2-point field goal and a foul. Grady McKittrick didn't score, picked up a couple of fouls. Kingston Connolly had 5 points on a 2 and a 3 and 3 fouls. James Traylor didn't score, picked up 2 fouls. Tim Hart didn't score, picked up 1 foul. Zach DeShane, 2 field goals, both 3s. He was 5 of 6 from the free throw line. He had 11 points tonight and 4 fouls. Jordan Rosetta had 5 field goals, 2 for 4 at the free throw line. He had 12 points and 2 fouls. And Peyton Brunner had 5 field goals, 1 3-pointer, finished with 11 points tonight and a single foul. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the stats courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman tonight, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll name the player of the game after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and, of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock drop delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Tonight's Player of the Game is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change on F Street, right next to Seacast and Flores. We tip our hats to our good friends there. They've been sponsoring this Player of the Game and saluting young athletes for a long, long time since they've been with us. We certainly appreciate that. And let's see, we'll name that Player of the Game right after this word from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Not the leading scorer tonight, but pretty close. We're going to recognize Peyton Bruner as our player of the game in his return after an injury, coming back and really finding his way to score 11 points on five field goals, a three-pointer, lots of rebounds, lots of contact under there, and picked up a single foul. Once again, our player of the game is Peyton Bruner. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control, Executive Producer Brian Diotti, I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, the Black Tornado 47, the Grants Pass Caveman 41. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.